This is Trevor Davis. I want to welcome you to this broadcast, Sounding the Alarm. Today's February 14th, 2010. I've been doing a study on a particular aspect of the apostasy that was spoken of in the scriptures. Before the second coming of Jesus Christ, we will first have an apostasy, and the man of sin would be revealed. And the Lord has told us that many would be offended and give up. He warned us, be not deceived. Let no man deceive you. Take heed to yourself. He's repeated this over and over and over, because there's going to be false Christs, false prophets. And this is what the early church encountered. There were people sneaking in secretly to spy out the liberty that the true believers had had in Jesus Christ. Because the Lord came to his own people, but his own people didn't receive him. They had a religion. They had the scripture, the Old Testament. They believed in a Messiah. And they rejected him when he came. They didn't love him. They didn't have the love of God in their heart. And they didn't have the word of God abiding in them either. When Jesus came speaking the word of God, they despised it. And they looked to Rome, the governing power of the world in Israel and in Jerusalem, and conspired to kill Jesus. And they did. For 30 pieces of silver, they hired a man named Judas. It all fulfilled the scriptures, that Jesus was to come to die for our sins, according to the scripture, and hang on a tree, and after 3 days to resurrect, according to the scriptures. And he was seen by over 500 people. But this awesome event that Jesus fulfilled, the way into the holies of holies, the temple, the veil in that temple was torn, that God had shown that the way into the holy of holies had been done through the body of Jesus Christ. And it was no longer by ordinances of man or the law of Moses, but it was by grace. See, law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And by grace are you saved, not of works, lest any man would boast. And we're not justified by God, before God by works, but by faith. And the scriptures are abundant that God had done away with the first commandment, the first covenant, and established a second. And it's in Jesus Christ. And in the whole book of Galatians, so much of it deals with the Judaizers, those that were seeking to bring God's flock back under bondage, a yoke of bondage to the law of Moses, which no one could fulfill. It was weak. It was imperfect. It was unprofitable. And it was disannulled. These are all scriptural phrases regarding the law of Moses. Well, about 8 months ago, I was asked what my feelings were on the Messianic faith movement, and I had studied history, as I said. And I really believe that using the name of God and Jesus in translating in Hebrew, I'm English speaking, there's nothing wrong with speaking the name of God or Jesus in English translation, which is Jesus. We really, quite frankly, don't know the pronunciation. And to say we do is inaccurate. And if you'll ever notice why there's so many different opinions of Yeshua, Yahshua, Yehoshua, so many different, and Yahweh, Jehovah, Yehovah, Yahweh. So many different pronunciations, and really it causes dissension and strife, and it causes confusion. And that's the last thing we want to do as servants of God in our Lord Jesus Christ. As we go into all the world and preach the gospel of his kingdom, we don't want to cause confusion. Some come in the name Jesus, some come in the name Yeshua, some come in the name Yahshua, that's confusion. And that's not of God. So that is one of my firm beliefs that I feel the Spirit of God has showed me. So I use the name Jesus. And I really don't believe we have the right to choose a style or form of religion to express our faith in Jesus Christ. I mean, there's some people that want one form or another form, but really, God's called us to be transparent and walk in Jesus Christ. He hasn't called us to go to the left or to the right, but to walk the straight and narrow way that leads to life. He hasn't called us to be Jewish. He hasn't called us to be non-Jewish, Greek or Mexican or Russian. He's called us to walk in Jesus. So I really believe is to go back and teach traditions of man, whether through Jewish customs and traditions, is just as wrong as going by way of the Catholic Church that has its traditions. And both are extra-biblical. Both use books that are not in the Bible. So that's my feeling. We don't have the right to choose a form of religion. And over the last couple months, I've really done some study about this Hebrew movement, Hebrew roots. And the two main things are the place of the law of Moses in the believer's life. And the second is the use of Jewish language. When God told us to go into all the world to preach the gospel, he never intimated that we were to translate everything into Hebrew. It's simple. In fact, unless we're like children, humble ourselves and be like children, we shall not even enter into the kingdom of God. And I find a lot of pride, a lot of schism, and this is the way that people go astray, because of pride. Knowledge puffs up. So if we're going to study, we have to stay humble and obedient and always do all things to bring glory to our Lord. That has to be our motive.